What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner has been released from a Russian penal colony.
The prisoner exchange capped what has been a nine-month saga between two hostile superpowers negotiating at a moment where their relations are at perhaps the lowest point they've ever been since the Cold War.
But the deal to secure her release isn't without some disappointment, we'll explain. And why the Federal Trade Commission wants to block a tie-up between Microsoft and Activision. Plus, need customer service? For some businesses, there's no phone number for that. It's Thursday, December 8th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The Federal Trade Commission has sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of video game giant Activision Blizzard, the company behind popular games including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Candy Crush. In its lawsuit, the federal regulator said it wants to stop Microsoft from harming competition. Microsoft has countered that it believes the deal will expand competition and create more opportunities for gamers and game developers. The deal would be Microsoft's biggest ever acquisition. The FTC's lawsuit is one of the Biden administration's biggest attempts to halt the merger of two tech giants. House lawmakers passed legislation today that would cement same-sex marriage rights into federal law. The vote was 258 to 169, with all Democrats present joined by 39 Republicans in favor of the Respect for Marriage Act.
The motion is adopted.
The bill previously passed the Senate, where lawmakers had made changes to a previous House proposal to include protections for religious groups that refuse to perform same-sex marriages. Those groups are shielded from repercussions such as losing nonprofit status. The bill also adds protections for interracial marriage, and it now goes to President Biden for his signature. The House also approved a more than $850 billion defense policy bill, a 10% increase over last year's. The legislation authorizes new weapons purchases and a pay increase for troops, as well as $800 million in security assistance to Ukrainian armed forces. It's expected to pass the Senate by the end of next week. More than 1,000 New York Times staffers are on strike today. The one-day work stoppage comes as contract negotiations between management and members of its newsroom's union have stalled for nearly 2 years over pay and benefits at the media company. The Times reported a 7.6% increase in revenue in its most recent quarter, but said it expects digital advertising revenue to decrease 10% in the final 3 months of 2022 due to the economic climate and a tough comparison to last year. Our media reporter, Alexandra Bruel, says the strike comes at a difficult time for the industry.
If you look at the economy and you look at what's happening in media, there are a lot of layoffs right now. So I think employers do have a little more power than they had in the past. That said, this is a large union, and this is a really important union. You've got a united front. The Times also now has a tech union of around 600 people. It's perhaps worrisome for management. So while today, you know, is just a one-day strike, this is not something that has been quick. We'll see what happens. We'll see how much longer it takes for management and the union to come to terms.
Executive editor Joseph Kahn wrote in a memo that the Times will produce a robust report today despite the walkout, but that it will be harder than usual. Coming up, basketball star Brittany Griner is released from a Russian penal colony, but the U.S. hasn't yet secured freedom for former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. That's after the break.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
U.S. basketball star and two-time Olympian Brittany Griner has been released from a Russian penal colony in a prisoner swap after months of negotiations in exchange for the U.S. freeing convicted arms dealer Victor Boot, nicknamed the Merchant of Death. President Biden announced the news from the White House this morning.
This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release.
Amid the celebration, the administration faced criticism, including from lawmakers, that the U.S. did not also secure the release of former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Biden said Russia was not willing to end his detention, but that the U.S. would not give up trying. Griner's wife, Sherelle, who joined Biden at the White House, acknowledged other Americans still detained in Russia and vowed to continue fighting for their release.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there are so many other families who are not whole. And so BG's not here to say this, but I will gladly speak on her behalf and say that BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today as we celebrate BG being home.
President Biden said this morning that Griner is safe and in good spirits and will be back in the U.S. within the next 24 hours. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports reporter Louise Rudnovsky. Hi, Louise. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Louise, what can you tell us about how this prisoner exchange ultimately came together in the past 48 hours?
Well, the prisoner exchange capped what has been a 9-month saga between two hostile superpowers negotiating at a moment where their relations are at perhaps the lowest point they've ever been since the Cold War. So there's been a very long path to this point, but when it did come together, it was all very quick, very covert, and then culminated in an announcement at the White House that Brittany Griner was on her way back to the United States and the Victor Boot, the Russian arms dealer, was heading back to Russia. And there was a dramatic Cold War style handover on an airport runway in Abu Dhabi, where essentially the two people who've been at the center of this, the U.S. prisoner, the Russian prisoner, were physically handed over, with both sides seeking to verify that the other had kept up its end of the bargain.
As you've said, Griner's freedom was secured in exchange for the U.S. releasing Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. What can you tell us about him?
Mr. Boot's name had come up frequently in U.S. and Russian relations after he was sentenced in 2012 to serve 25 years in U.S. prison for conspiring to sell weapons to people that he believed represented Colombia's FARC rebels and were actually U.S. DEA agents. And by 2022, though, he had 5 years or so left to serve in the United States and had supporters for his release that included the U.S. district judge who had actually sentenced him back at the time. And so there was an increasing argument from figures such as Judge Scheinlin, who's now retired, that perhaps he would be an appropriate candidate for a swap that could free one or more Americans. That was not universally accepted by all figures in the United States. On Thursday, even as they celebrated the release of Brittany Griner, some did express concerns that the trade had been uneven.
This exchange has also brought renewed attention to other Americans who are still in custody in Russia, especially former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who has been detained there for 4 years and is serving a 16-year sentence on charges of being a spy, which he denies. President Biden said he hasn't forgotten about Whelan.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up.
Louise, what are you hearing about Whelan's case today?
This exchange comes as a severe blow to the hopes of his family that he would be released in tandem with Brittany Griner. He had been left behind before in another deal in April that freed a different American former Marine. And it's a tough day for them. The U.S. has said that it tried very hard to secure the release of both of them. And U.S. officials have been referring to both of them in the same breath for many months now. But ultimately, the decision, as they portrayed it on Thursday, was to bring home Brittany Griner or not to bring home Brittany Griner, that bringing home Paul Whelan in the same move was not an option.
And that leads to my next question, Louise. Prisoner exchanges can be quite controversial, and some have questioned why Whelan wasn't released along with Griner, especially when the U.S. released a convicted arms dealer in exchange. What are you hearing right now on both sides of that debate?
One of the key dynamics that people who study and who conduct prisoner exchanges emphasize is symmetry. So it's what would represent a balanced deal to each side, one that they can both sell domestically and one that they can feel is important in their international relations with each other. So there are a number of different ways that people can achieve symmetry. And ultimately, it appears from the way that this deal was conducted, a one-for-one swap,
that U.S. officials or Russian officials couldn't come to an agreement on a deal that would also include Paul Whelan, and that they each feel like what they did achieve on Thursday represented some sort of symmetry, even as, for example, in the United States, there are officials who resent any suggestion that there can ever be symmetry because they don't believe that the Russian justice system is meting out justice and convictions fairly. And on the Russian side, there are very similar feelings and resentments sometimes that the United States may have gone and sort of procured the arrest of one of their citizens in a third country. And that has also been a longstanding source of sensitivity.
What does this exchange mean for the Biden administration, which had been under significant pressure to help get Griner back to the United States?
The Biden administration celebrated the return of Brittany Griner at an address from the White House on Thursday morning, even as they regretted that they'd been unable to bring back Paul Whelan at the same time. The administration has been proud of the releases of Americans held overseas that it has secured and sought to emphasize that as well. At the same time that they are facing criticisms for agreeing to exchange deals, they went out of their way to emphasize in the White House on Thursday the steps that they are also taking to try to reduce the number of Americans who do end up being detained wrongfully overseas by, for example, warning U.S. citizens against travel to countries where they believe the risk of wrongful detention to be particularly high.
Wall Street Journal sports reporter Louise Radnofsky, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And finally, if you're having trouble getting in touch with customer service for some help lately, you're not alone. A growing number of companies, including budget airline Frontier, reservation company Resy, and Meta's Facebook, have dropped their phone service or made it difficult to reach human help. A Morning Consult poll showed that 43% of respondents said they prefer talking with a customer service rep on the phone. About half of the people surveyed said they had to search extensively to find a phone number. Our travel reporter Allison Poley says there are at least a couple of reasons companies are cutting these services.
Some of them say that people prefer digital communications, and it's also a cost-saving measure for them. In an investor presentation, Frontier said with voice calls, it's one person talking to one customer. But with the chat option, an agent can talk to three customers at the same time. So they said it's cheaper.
If you do want to get a person on the line, Get Human is a free online database that may be able to help you get a response from more than 10,000 companies. And that's what's news for this Thursday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.